In Ukraine, several surprises have defined the fighting against Russia this past year. Russia has underachieved. Ukraine has overachieved. Western support for Ukraine has remained strong, but as the war enters a second year, NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie asks, will it continue on the same course?
Just because certain trends have shaped the war so far, there's no guarantee the conflict will remain on the same trajectory. Military analyst Michael Kaufman says the Russian and Ukrainian militaries have both changed markedly after a year of heavy fighting.
Neither of these armies look today the way they did at the beginning of the war. Both have taken heavy losses. Both have had lost a lot of their best people and best equipment.
When Russia attempted a rapid takeover a year ago, the military rumbled into Ukraine with huge stockpiles of military hardware. But analyst Dmitry Alperovich says the Russians didn't send enough troops to capture and hold large parts of Ukraine.
So if at the beginning they didn't have enough troops, but they had plenty of equipment, now it's sort of the reverse where they're flowing more troops in, but they may no longer have enough equipment to actually execute a successful campaign.
Russia faces military shortages for a couple reasons. First, it burned through massive amounts of ammunition at an unsustainable rate. Second, Russia lost half its tanks in the past year, according to a recent Pentagon estimate. Kaufman, who's at the Center for Naval Analyses, doesn't think the Russian military has gotten better. Yet because it retreated from a good deal of territory last fall, this means
the Russian military substantially reduced the amount of territory they have to defend. That means that as a military, they have far more force density. They have echelon lines, they have reserves.
So Russia may be relatively well positioned to defend its current strongholds in the eastern region of Donbas and the southern peninsula of Crimea. This brings us to the second key trend, Ukraine's successful offensive in the fall and whether that can be repeated in the spring. In the coming months, Ukraine will likely find it harder to locate and exploit Russian vulnerabilities. Again, Dmitry Alperovich, who heads the think tank Silverado Policy Accelerator.
I think it's going to be very difficult for the Ukrainians to make quick progress unless the Russian line just collapses. I think it's going to be difficult to see the type of lightning offensives that we saw last year.
If both sides have trouble carrying out large-scale offensives, this means the coming year could become a grinding stalemate.
Neither side, frankly, has demonstrated a great proficiency at combined arms. Neither side has air superiority, which is really important if you're going to take these fortified positions.
Both sides are expected to launch offensives. In fact, a Russian one appears to be underway in the east, and Russian forces already suffered one resounding defeat. Now, if neither side makes big advances, this could take us to the third key trend, the durability of Western support for Ukraine. It's been much stronger than many anticipated. Just last month, Western countries pledged the biggest military assistance package yet, including, for the first time, tanks. But this backing may not last forever, says Russia expert Julia Yoffe, who writes for Puck News.
I do think at some point Western support will start fraying, especially as the political winds change in the U.S.
She points to a group of Republicans in the House who are questioning U.S. aid.
You are seeing these reassertions of isolationist kind of America first sentiment of why are we in this fight? Why are we sending a quote-unquote blank check to Ukraine? We shouldn't be doing this.
And, says Dmitry Alperovich, stockpiles of Western weapons are not infinite.
The main issue is not actually the will to support the Ukrainians from the Western side. It's the capacity to do so. The rate at which the Ukrainians are expending munitions exceeds the production capacity of even the collective West.
Heading into the next year of the war, Michael Kaufman urges everyone to show a little humility.
You have to be humble specifically in the area of predictions, because experts are actually usually bad at predictions.
In an unpredictable war, he says, expect the unexpected. Greg Myrie, NPR News.